I must tell you, I think the setting is beautiful.
The price of an engagement ring rockets.
I gave her the option of better emeralds at much more cost, $1,200 to $1,600 a carat.
And all of a sudden it's going to cost her how much more money?
$6,000 more.
This jeweler's word wasn't as good as gold.
Twice as much as your original proposal, and you already have $3,200 of her money. That's a problem to me, sir.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Courtney Herlock is suing jeweler Stephen Arnold for the return of her deposit on an engagement ring.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 481 on the calendar in the matter of Herlock versus Arnold.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. You're welcome, Judge.
Ms. Herlock, you retained the defendant's services to create an engagement ring for you using a stone that was a family heirloom. How did you find him?
He was on the custom-made website. I posted a project online asking for some design.
You found him online?
Yes.
Did you ask for any recommendations before you retained his services?
Yes.
And did you follow through with those customers?
I didn't follow up with a customer specifically,
okay.
But
so
I looked at his work and the reviews.
Okay, you know anybody, his sister, his mother-in-law, his baby cousin, anybody can write a review. You do know that. Did you ask him for people who he had done work for?
No.
Okay. On what date did you send him the stones?
I drove it down to LA from San Francisco on September 4th.
There was nobody in San Francisco who could do this for you?
I liked his artistic rendering, so I wanted to work with him.
So before you drove the stones down,
yes.
He made a rendering of what the ring would look like?
Yes, we spent about 6 weeks talking.
I'd like to see the rendering that he did for you. Because ultimately, while you're taking that out, you want a refund of the money that you paid him because you didn't like the setting. Okay. This is what you sent to her as what she should expect from the stones that she was giving you with your design.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you had the main stone.
Correct.
The little diamonds and the emeralds you did not have.
Correct.
And who was supposed to obtain those?
He was. It's on the invoice on the previous page.
Oh, there's a lot here that's underlined. Do you know how old I am?
It's just the first page, sorry.
Is that correct?
Initially, she said she was going to, Your Honor. Then I said I would.
So your agreement was that you would supply the stones?
Yes.
And the setting. And the price of that was $4,900?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And so?
And so?
Don't give me a whole story. If you can narrow it down to a Reader's Digest version, do you have the ring that he sent you?
Yes.
May I see it, please?
Sure. Now, the important thing to note, if I may, is that once he sent me the CAD of the ring, it was unfinished, and I expressed some concerns about the design, that it looked different
from
the rendering.
Listen, the issue is not what you felt.
Okay.
The issue is what I'm going to look at between what his rendering was that he sent you.
Yes. However, he cast the ring before I approved the CAD.
Oh. Did you take the stone out of this ring? You did.
It's my grandmother's.
Was the stone in it?
Just my diamond, no emeralds.
No emeralds. What happened to the emeralds?
The emeralds, Your Honor, were the sticking point in this whole job. When I quoted the $4,900 quote, it was for emeralds that I priced at $450 per carat. And I also talked to another stone dealer and I gave her the option of better emeralds at much more cost, $1,200 to $1,600 a carat. But as we went on, the budget just blew up past her initial $5,000 cap. And it was,
I would like to see the discussions that you had with her, because certainly this setting does not have emeralds in it. I must tell you, I think the setting is beautiful. I think the setting is beautiful, and I think the setting is totally consistent with the rendering that he gave you.
That ring would have cost over $12,000 to $15,000.
Just this setting, as I'm looking at it, with your diamond in here, and the not greatest quality emeralds would have cost $12,000?
Or more.
How much was this ring, sir, with the cheaper quality emeralds?
Just within the budget of around $49,000 to $5,000.
So what brought it up another $5,000?
The custom cutting.
Up.
It's not true.
I have the conversation here. I broke it down, and then I got a reply.
Just a second. Take a breath. Do you own a car?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is it a new car or an old car?
Fairly new, Your Honor.
Have you ever had an old car? I'm sure you've had
an old
car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you bring your car in to be fixed, you take it to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, oh, I see what it is. It's going to cost you $800.
Yes, Your Honor.
To fix it. And then you get a call 2 days later, and you said, you know, when I was dealing with the Fujumi, the Gewazit went out. I didn't know the Gewazit was going to go out, but you need a new Gewazit. And instead of costing you $800, it's going to cost you $2,300. But we've already taken out the Gazumi. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now you got her deposit. How much?
It was $3,200, $2,400.
She gave you good faith money.
Mm. Yes, Your Honor.
She gave you $3,200
mm-hmm.
on a $4,900 operation.
Yes, Your Honor.
And she gave you that on what date?
That would have been...
7th of September.
9/7/2017.
16.
2016. Oh, my God, are you married?
Yes.
Good. How long?
We got married on the 5th of September, 2017, and I'm pregnant.
Hmm?
I'm pregnant now as well.
I was going to say congratulations, but I've done that before and it hasn't been the case,
yeah.
So I figured I might as well keep my...
Fair enough.
Keep it to myself.
Err on the side of safety.
Yeah, of caution, right? Anyway, and on what date, sir, do you tell her it's going to be more money?
October 8th.
So you've had the whole project on her $3,200 for 4 weeks.
Yes, Your Honor.
And all of a sudden it's going to cost her how much more money?
He said $10,000.
Okay. How much more money?
The initial rise in the cost was going to be, for the extra material, $6,000 more.
You got it? You got my analogy with the Gazumi?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you had her $3,000 and you already got her gewidget out and now she has a problem with her Gazumi. And her Gazumi, if they want to be brilliant Gazumis, are going to cost her twice as much as your original proposal and you already have $3,200 of her money. That's a problem to me, sir.
I gave her the option of the cheaper stones to fit
just
her budget.
Just a second. You should have done that before you took her $3,000 and said, you know what? I can put in a grade A Gazumi or I can put in a grade B Gazumi. Grade B Gazumi is going to cost you $4,900. Grade A Gazumi is going to cost you $10,000. I want you to know those numbers right up front because you are a jeweler. You're not a plumber faking it being a jeweler, right?
Right.
Well, that's what you do. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do, Your Honor.
Did you send him any money other than the $3,200? And you never put the emeralds in this?
No, Your Honor.
So you never delivered what she ordered?
No, Your Honor.
Can I see your ring now, the ring that you had made? You did return to her some money.
Yes, Your Honor.
How much?
It was $444, Your Honor.
Well, this is a whole different thing that you had made.
I asked him to change the design at a certain point to make it more wearable and less expensive, and we just couldn't get there because he had already moved forward with casting it.
With this?
Yes.
This is actually beautifully crafted piece.
Yeah, and I don't think that.
The ring that you ultimately had made doesn't look anything like this. This is far more intricate.
Because I went to a jeweler who laid out the prices for me. We agreed on, you know, what
and
could be
how
done.
How much did you pay for it?
The ring setting itself without the putting the diamond in everything was $2,400.
Not $10,000?
No.
And did you supply the emeralds or did the jeweler?
The jeweler and the diamond.
How much money did Mr. Arnold give you back?
He sent a check for, I think he said, $400-something, but I did not cash it and returned it. Because
where's the check?
I never got it, Your Honor.
Did she ever cash it?
No, Your Honor.
And you sent her $400 because you never completed the job.
I sent her $444 after I minus my cost making her that mounting and then sending
this
it
to this is a platinum
her.
Setting?
It's a platinum setting, Your Honor. Making her that mounting and sending it to her so she can source her own stones at a trade show.
Would you do me a favor and return this?
Sure.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Yes, that part of the problem with the ring was that the settings were so complicated that there were 38 stones that needed to be custom cut in order to fit into the actual ring. And every jeweler I took it to said they were so small, it would be so difficult and hard to get them in there that no one wanted to touch the ring to finish it.
Well, he wasn't going to finish it for you for less than $10,000.
But no other jeweler said they also confirmed that that couldn't be done. And he sent me an email in January saying the same thing, that it can't be done for this price. But at that point, he said, I also won't give you back your money. You have to pay for what I've done as far.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,200. She contracted for an item. You didn't deliver the item. Didn't deliver what she asked for. And you have to return her money. You can't substitute a Gwidget for a Gojumi after 4 weeks and expect somebody to double their budget when you've already promised to deliver for them. So, judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
This is done in 3 to 4 weeks, and unfortunately it took 7 months, and it definitely pushed things back a bit.
The 4 weeks that she was waiting for a ring, it was in CAD modeling, because that kind of complex ring takes time.
The issue I had was that he actually cast the ring in platinum before I approved the CAD design.
I offered her far cheaper going with sapphires.
So he had already moved forward with spending money of mine.
That would have fit within her budget, and she wanted what she wanted.
To make the ring, and I hadn't approved the design yet.
And then ultimately, she ended up settling on a ring anyway that she didn't initially want.
Now we can sort of close this door and look towards the future and our next chapter, next baby chapter in life.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Thibodeau versus Johnson. Step forward.
23-year-old Giovanni Thibodeau is suing her former friend, 23-year-old Mariah Johnson, for the return of money she paid for airline tickets and punitive damages for fraud.
Ms. Thibodeau, Ms. Johnson was somebody that you knew as a friend?
Correct.
And you wanted to purchase some airline tickets for you and who else?
Me, my mother, my grandmother.
And you were going where?
To Miami.
And somehow you heard Ms. Johnson had a connection for cheap tickets?
Yes.
You were going to Miami from where?
Dallas.
Did you price the tickets from Miami to Dallas?
I did. Trip?
And how much were they?
About $2,000 for two tickets. I was flying within a week of my travel date.
Why?
It was like a last minute thing. I was getting ready to move to Miami to go to school.
How could it be a last minute thing if you were going to school? And what did you need
your
mother and your grandmother for?
I hadn't been accepted into the school.
What?
I hadn't been accepted into the school yet. So yes. I was just going. School started in 3 weeks, looking for housing and doing some job interviews.
Uh-huh. And what did you need your mother and your grandmother there for?
My mother just wanted to make sure that I was going to find some place that was...
And what did you need your grandmother for?
My mother wanted to bring her along. Right. I have family in Miami.
Terrific. So the tickets were going to cost $2,000 for everybody?
Just two of us.
And who was going to fly on the wing?
What do you mean?
Well, you said three of you were going, and you only priced tickets for two of you.
It was just me going initially until I got a hookup, and my mother said, oh, we'll go too.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want me to believe that they were in it together. You went to use these tickets, and you couldn't use the tickets because they were bogus. And I'm telling you, you have to show me that she was somehow in a conspiracy and stole your money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Giovanni Thibodeau says former friend Mariah Johnson defrauded her regarding the sale of discount airline tickets.
So then you found out that Ms. Johnson knew somebody who could get the tickets cheaper.
Correct.
Tell me how that came about.
I was at her house talking about how I needed to get to Miami ASAP to look for housing. She's like, well, I got a friend that works for American Airlines. He can get you some cheap tickets.
Did you ask who?
Not initially.
Ever?
At the end, after I found out that it was a scam.
Who was the person who could get cheap tickets who worked for the airlines?
It was somebody I went to school with. Well, we both went to school with.
Did you tell her who it was?
Mm-hmm.
Name?
Ken.
Has he been arrested? Did you file a police complaint against him?
I did. They told me I wasn't criminal and I wasn't the victim in the case.
Which police department did you tell that you bought bogus tickets?
The DeSoto Police Department.
When did you go there and who did you speak to? Do you remember?
No.
And you told them that you had bought these tickets and they turned out to be bogus tickets?
Mm-hmm.
And you gave them the name of the person who you purchased it from?
Mm-hmm.
You gave the DeSoto Police Department Ken's name.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
How do you reach Ken?
I don't. He blocked us both. Because my mom bought tickets as well for $1,500.
That's a lie.
I have proof.
I'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, Ms. Thibodeau, you gave Ms. Johnson money to give to Ken.
Correct.
And she gave it to Ken because she gave you tickets.
She didn't give me anything. He sent me confirmation numbers.
He did. Well, then he wouldn't have sent you a confirmation number unless he had been paid. So, I mean, this wasn't a fictitious character that she made up, right?
No. I believe he's real.
Well, of course he's real. You both knew him from school.
I don't know him.
Never met him?
Never met him.
Okay. But after you gave her the money for the tickets, you got confirmation of the tickets from Ken.
Correct.
Which means whatever money you gave her, she gave to Ken, who then sent you bogus tickets.
I wasn't there when she gave him my money.
I don't
care.
Who
knows? I can't speculate that she gave him the cash. They were in on it together.
Neither can I. I can't speculate that they were in it together. You want me to believe that they were in it together. You went to use these tickets and you couldn't use the tickets because they were bogus. This person sent you tickets or sent you facsimile to tickets that you thought you could use to get on your flights, which you couldn't. You want me to make that leap between that and the fact that they were in a co-conspiracy so that I order her to give you back the money. And I'm telling you, you have to show me that she was somehow in a conspiracy and stole your money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She was acting as an intermediary, doing you a favor, getting the tickets from somebody who she says I trusted to get my tickets from my mother, too. And I got snooker, too.
She did the same thing to her parents. You think they got their money back?
There's something wrong with you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Giovanni Thibodeau says former friend Mariah Johnson defrauded her regarding the sale of discount airline tickets.
Now, you have to show me that she was somehow in a conspiracy and stole your money. She's going to tell me she gave the money to Ken, and she's going to tell me and show me that she got snookered the same way with him. So you show me, I'm open. Other than that, you don't get your money back from her.
You can see this whole thing.
I'm not looking through the whole thing.
You want me to highlight the important
I
pieces?
I want you to highlight.
May I have a highlighter, please? Thank you.
Who wrote this? It's a scam.
I did.
Oh, you said to her, it's a scam. They just took my ticket.
That was during when the security was trying to escort me out the airport.
Shh, I can't hear you, madam. I'm trying to read what you circled. None of this says that she's complicit in anything. She just sent it. I gotta go pick it up. It's funny how my money, get my money back. Oh, get my money back or give it back to me. Actually, I can't understand anything that you wrote here. It is so not English that I can't understand anything, but nothing here suggests that she was aware that Ken was scamming on these airline tickets. I know that you made big circles on things that have a lot of four-letter words and nasty words in them, none of which make any sense to me in the context that they're written in here, but there is nothing here that suggests that she was aware of the scam.
If I have a friend that I trust with that much amount of money and it just disappeared, do you think they would try to help me get it back? Or do you want to fight about it because I want it back?
Are you asking me a question?
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask me questions. I ask you questions.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
What I'm telling you is the only one who can help you get your money back, if anybody, is the DeSoto Police Department. You came to the wrong place. You have to go to them and say, I insist upon filing a criminal complaint against this person for fraud.
They told me I cannot make a complaint for fraud unless I am the person whose credit card did he use to purchase my ticket, which I'm not.
Well, I don't know where they went to law school, but I'm telling you that you were defrauded out of money, but you have no proof it was by her. She was acting as an intermediary, doing you a favor, getting the tickets from somebody who she says I trusted to get my tickets from my mother, too. And I got snooker, too.
She did the same thing to her parents. You think they got their money back?
So we both lost.
There's something wrong with you. Your case
is
dismissed. We're done.
Right. We both lost.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm happy because I did not take her money.
Throw my money, point blank.
Like, we both took a loss. My mom took a $1,500 loss, and they took an $1,100 loss. So we both lost.
They said I had to sue her in court. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, my mom's is mad. My mom is mad, but it wasn't me. So, I wasn't the victim of that.
The police said they can't help me because I wasn't the victim in the case.
Yes, my mom is making me pay her back.
What friendship? She's dead.
We're not friends anymore.